Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Let's start in with a word of prayer this morning. Dear Lord, our Father, we thank you for your precious word. Thank you for this opportunity to have the daily inspirations on the Fountain of Life. I pray your blessing upon this sharing this morning. You've taught us to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Help us to see this morning how to walk not as fools, and tomorrow morning not to learn how to walk as wise. God, would you bless all those that listen in and encourage them and show them how to walk in the light as you are in the light. Thank you for your Holy Spirit and for your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said yesterday morning, we are going to be talking about fools this morning. Yesterday was walking circumspectly, and now we're talking about how to walk not as fools, like it says there in Ephesians 5. We're told to walk as fools, walk not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Well, just like always, the Bible has the answers. How do we walk? Not as fools. The Bible is very descriptive in how fools walk and what they do. So I'm going to be reading a whole bunch of scriptures. I invite you to hold on tight and listen, and I hope you'll be blessed. The first one is Psalms 14:1. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So that's one mark of a fool. He doesn't acknowledge God. Now, there are a lot of atheists in the world that will say there is no God. But I think it goes a little further than that. The people that would just outright say that. I think it also has to do with people that do not want to acknowledge him in all things. Their actions do not speak of God. Their actions are contrary to God. And their actions, if somebody was looking on, somebody would say, well, he doesn't believe in God by his actions. So that's one mark. No confessing of God. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So here's another one. A fool is right in his own eyes. He thinks he's right. He thinks he's right in everything. Like, I'm always right. It's my way or the highway. That type of attitude. Proverbs 14:6, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. The fool says, ha, 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 I can do it, even if it's not right. He has no fear of doing evil. Proverbs 17:6, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A fool does not desire wisdom. He loves his foolishness. Proverbs 17:24. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A fool always has his eyes in the ends of the earth. He's way out there dreaming and big talking, but he's not seeing the opportunities for good right where he's at, right around him. He has these great big stories of what he could do and what he wants to do and what he plans to do all over the earth. But what's his life like? What's he doing with the opportunities he has right around him? Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. So here's another one. A fool destroys himself with his mouth. Proverbs 19:1. Well, let's back up to this, a fool destroying himself with his mouth. There's another proverb that speaks of the power of life and death being in the tongue. Well, we often think of that power being used to minister life to others or minister death to others. And it is very, very true, but it also has to do with ourselves, with myself. What am I doing with my tongue? Am I ministering life to myself or death to myself? Well, the fool works death to himself through his mouth. Proverbs 19:1, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So here's a fool again, perverse in his lips. Proverbs 23:9, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. A fool will not appreciate wisdom when it comes his way. Here it admonishes, says not to even speak in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom anyways. There are at least one other proverb that does say that we can speak to fools for another purpose, but it seems like the practical thing of speaking to fools is limited. We don't expect to get very far. Proverbs 27:3, a stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. A fool gets very angry, and it's very serious. It's heavier than stone and heavier than sand. It's very heavy. Ecclesiastes 5:3, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. A fool has a lot to say. Jeremiah 17:11, as the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. So this verse speaks a bit more of how to get to be a fool or how to not get to be a fool. If we get riches and not by right, if we're dishonest in our business, then our riches will leave us. They might add up quickly, but they will leave us quickly as well. And in the end, we'll be a fool. Psalms 107:17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Fools have it hard. They are afflicted because of their transgressions, because of their iniquities. Their life is hard. Like Proverbs says, the way of a transgressor is hard. Proverbs 13:19, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Fools hate even the idea of departing from evil. They love their evil. They love their foolishness. It's abomination to think about departing from it. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now it's talking about those that hang out with fools. Fools, just like wise men, are contagious. They're influential. If we spend too much time around fools, we'll be destroyed. We'll become a fool. But if we spend time around wise men, we'll become wise. That's a wonderful thing. Choose your friends carefully. Proverbs 14:9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous, there is favor. Fools mock at sin. That's just plain and simple. That's another mark. Ecclesiastes 7:4. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. Fools are always just trying to have fun. Oh, let's just go have a blast. And they're just always wanting to have a party and have a blast. As soon as the party's over, they're feeling empty and rotten. So So they really don't want it to be over. They just want it to be go on and on and on and on, like the whole life being a party. Because as soon as it's over, they're feeling rotten. And it's not always wrong to have mirth. It isn't. But fools, they're so serious about having a life of mirth, a life of pleasure, that they even go to the house of mirth to be fed so that they can get charged up and have more mirth, more fun, more pleasure. But the godly man, he can have laughter. He can have mirth in a moderate way. He doesn't need to always be seeking after it. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. I think we had another one that spoke of anger being in fools. Here it is again. Isaiah 35:8. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. The fools are not going to get onto this way of holiness. It's impossible. They first have to undo their foolishness and be transformed from their foolishness before they can be on the highway of holiness. Matthew 23:17, ye fools and blind, for whether it's greater the gold or the temple that sanctified the gold. Jesus spoke more of fools there in 23:17, or in Matthew chapter 23. And again in Luke 11:40, it says, ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? And again in Luke 24:25, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. So it's very easy to see that fools have a hard time getting it straight in religion. They will get it all twisted up. And they won't see the truth. They won't be able to walk in the truth and walk in the light. They'll be religious, possibly, but they'll have it all twisted up. May we not be fools. I hope that the Lord ministers his spirit to you today and that we can walk in wisdom. God bless you. Hope you have a very good day and see you back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.